Le tétraèdre 8 A. Phonotopie. Alerte.
Diddle-dum-dum, diddle-dum-dum, diddle-dum-dum. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and the turtle was very alert. When danger threatened him, he never got hurt. He knew just what to do. He ducked and covered, ducked and covered.
He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you. Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Hey, Bert, come on out and meet all these nice people, please. Oh, all right. We really can't blame you. You see, Bert is a very, very careful fellow. When there's danger, this is the way he keeps from being hurt. Sometimes it even saves his life. That's why these children are practicing to duck and cover just as you do in your school. We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. Since it may be used against us, we must get ready for it, just as we are ready for many other dangers that are around us all the time. Fire is a danger. It can burn whole buildings if someone is careless. But we are ready for fires. We have a fine fire department to put out the fire. And you have fire drills in your school, so you know what to do. Automobiles can be dangerous, too. They sometimes cause bad accidents, but we are ready. We have safety rules that car drivers and people who are walking must obey. Now, we must be ready for a new danger. The atomic bomb. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You will know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover, like Bert, you'll be much safer. You know how bad sunburn can feel. The atomic bomb flash could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn, especially where you're not covered. Now, you and I don't have shelves to crawl into like Bert the Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. First, you duck. And then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck, your face. Duck and cover underneath a table or desk or anything else close by. In Betty's school, they're talking about the atomic bomb, too. Betty is asking the teacher, how can we tell when the atomic bomb may explode? And the teacher is explaining that there are two kinds of attacks, with warning and without any warning. We think that most of the time we will be warned before the bomb explodes. So there will be time for us to get into our homes, schools, or some other safe place. Our civil defense workers and our men in uniform will do everything they can to warn us before enemy planes can bring a bomb near us. You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes. That signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast. Always remember, the flash of an atomic bomb can come at any time, no matter where you may be. You might be out playing at home when the warning comes. Then be sure to get into the house fast, where your parents have fixed a safe place for you to go. If you are not close to home when you hear the warning, go to the nearest safe cover. Know where you are to go, or ask an older person to help you. You know the places marked with the S sign? They're safe places to go when you hear the alarm. If there is a warning, you will hear it before the bomb explodes. But sometimes, And this is very, very important. Sometimes the bomb might explode without any warning. Then the first thing we would know about it would be the flash. And that means duck and cover fast, wherever you are. There's no time to look around or wait. Be like Bert. When there is a flash, duck and cover, and do it fast. Here are some older boys showing what to do if the flash comes when you are not in the plant. This is what to do if you should be in a corridor. You duck and cover tight against the wall this way. Remember to keep your face and the back of your neck covered tightly. Try to fall away from windows or doors with glass in them. Then, if the glass breaks and flies through the air, it won't cut you. You might be eating your lunch when the flash comes. Duck and cover under the table. Then, if the explosion makes anything in the room fall down, it can't fall on you. Getting ready means we will all have to be able to take care of ourselves. Bomb might explode and there are no phones there. All the time you know, they're always ready to take care of themselves. Here they are on their way to school on a beautiful spring day. No matter where they go or what they do, they always try to remember what to do.
Really? hit that pole up there. Yeah. Then you can see the wires. Dude, look at it. It hit that pole right there, and then you can see the wires.
That's it. Well, at least they cut the power down a little bit. Look how much that's burning, though. Wow.
Are those like the people that,
yeah,
like for the news?
The aftermath of the strike. Smoldering heap of crap.
Yes, we must all get ready now, so we know how to save ourselves if the atomic bomb ever explodes near us. If you do not know just what to do, ask your teacher when this film is over. Discuss what you could do in different places if a bomb explodes. Older people will help us, as they always do, but there might not be any grown-ups around when the bomb explodes. Then, you're on your own.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. 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 Duck and cover.
Let's get them all back in the building.
Thank you. Hello everyone. Today I'm going to show you how my wireless home security system works. The way it works is when the alarm is triggered, it calls up to 6 numbers you got stored in the keypad. First, I'm going to show you the door charm feature. Then I'm going to arm the system. I could either arm the system through the remote or by entering my password on the keypad.
Door open.
As you can see, the system is voice activated and it has a delay time for you to get out of the room, which is now set at 5 seconds. Now I'm going to trigger the alarm to see how long it's going to call my cell phone. As you can see, I could activate the alarm through my cell phone. Right now I got it on 1, which means, I don't know if you could hear myself talking through the speaker and the keypad, and it's going to show the intruder that I'm listening to them while they're in my house. Then, there's a lot more features that you could do through the phone. For example, I press 2. Two arms the system again. 3 turns off the alarm. 4 arms the system, resets everything, and arms the systems all over again. Five, you could disarm the system. Now let's press 4 and arm the system again.
Thank you. in this video, I'm just going to show everything I have in my room, which starts with the fire alarm system, which I have this, and I have one of those inside my room and outside. This one's just a strobe. The one outside's a horn strobe. That is a siren that I've shown on a previous video. It's disconnected right now. That's why there's wires everywhere. And I have this... Sorry, my fan's still going. This blue light here, a red one over here, and a white one back on my ceiling that are all connected to this control panel thing that is remote controlled with this remote. And the fire alarms can be set off with that. And here's where the strobe control panel and alarm is all hooked up to. I have a fire extinguisher. And for security stuff, I have a motion detector with a remote to set it off. And outside of my room, there is a magnetic door alarm. And, I have a doorbell here, and the doorbell is outside, like the button. And that's pretty much it. In other videos, I'll set them all off and show you what they all do. So, there you go. Okay, here's one of the sirens I have. It's from Amseco, I think. I don't know how to pronounce that. I just have it hooked up to an outlet that can be turned on with a switch. And here we go. Security system. We found it in my garage because we used to have a security system in our old house. And
a little while, so we'll come running up there. imagine hearing this at 3 in the freaking morning.
Thank you!
It was so good you started it on fire!
The other too hot! Too hot!
Too good!
Thank you!
Joke or
no, for real.
I can't believe this.
Thank you.